Find what?
If somebody were ever to find this podcast and I was like swearing like a sailor like I normally do, and they were like a parent of a kid that I have in my class.
Oh, that's awkward.
I'd be like, oh. I'd be like, I don't know what to say.
Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to All Things Spooky with Des.
And Kay.
How you guys doing? Let us know. I don't know how you would let us know, but...
You can let us know on Instagram. You can let us know on Twitter.
Our email.
Yeah. We need emails. We need emails bad.
Yeah, we need emails really bad, because we really want to do an episode where it's us giving you guys all the stories that everyone's told us, instead of us telling you stories that we've researched.
Also, like, I feel like it's interesting. Like, I like finding stuff that I can't speak today. I like finding stories that people tell us that we don't know already.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's really like, ooh, like, what's that? You know? So, yeah, send us emails. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you want, what you really, really want.
I thought about Chicken Little.
Oh, no.
Well, business first. So, like we said, we really want some emails.
Yeah, definitely want some emails.
Personal accounts. Like, that would be really cool. Like, personal experiences. In our last episode, you know, we had our special guest, Tammy, and she had a bunch.
Yeah.
She could literally write a book.
She should.
She really should.
Yeah, she should. Or, like, start a TV show.
Spooky Things with Tammy.
No, she can't steal our name.
So, also, we wanted to let you guys know. Not let you guys know. We wanted to ask you guys how you liked the last episode, because obviously it was a little bit different. We kind of just had a conversation. We definitely liked it. I think it made us more comfortable talking.
Yeah, I like being conversational. I like being able to, like, even though I love researching this stuff, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm still at the point where I have to constantly look down.
Yeah.
And so having that little break and being able to talk to other people just about, like...
anything.
Stuff that... Well, also just, like, stuff that I didn't know or stuff that we find interesting. Mm-hmm. Also, that was my first time meeting Tammy.
Yeah, which was that was really cool.
Because it was, like, getting to know somebody.
That's, like, my mom's... you. Like, yeah. What you are to me, that's, like, my mom's best friend, like, exactly. Right or die.
And that's why it's so, like, cool to meet her, and it's, like... like the Spider-Man meme where it's like they're pointing at each other. Yeah. That's what we are. So, big shout out to Tammy for last week, because I really enjoyed. And like we talked a lot before the podcast too. If we would have recorded everything, podcast would have been like 3 hours long.
Oh, we had many conversations that night,
and it was so nice. We talked about going to a medium.
Yeah,
dude, I really want.
It's literally like $20.
It's like a group of like 20 people, and it's $20 each. So.
I'm trying to go.
I want to do it. Like, even if you don't get read, like, you get to, like, hear what, like, other people are experiencing. Yeah. And just be able to be, like in awe, kind of. But, yeah, I really want to go because I just feel like it would be fun to do something like that together. And also, like, with Tammy.
Yeah.
And your mom.
So. I think it would be really cool.
Yeah.
So, we also want to apologize if there's some background noise in the last episode. We're still trying to figure things out. We're kind of just sitting here using what we have to create this podcast because we just really want to do it. But
yeah.
New technology coming soon, new quality.
Yeah, we're balling on a budget.
So. Yeah, we really are.
So, yeah, but we appreciate everybody who still listens, even though, like, mm-hmm. It's not perfect. And I don't ever want it to be perfect because... like, maybe sound-wise, but, like, our podcast isn't going to be perfect. No. Because, you know.
No podcast is.
Nothing is. So, I don't want it to, like, I don't want to pretend, like, oh, it's going to be perfect one day. It's not. But, you know, y'all are sticking with us through the rough beginning.
Or even if you guys have suggestions as to what we can do, like, little things to make the sound quality better.
Yeah.
Because, to be honest, we're just using... iPad.
Yeah, just an iPad with the microphone that comes on the iPad. Shout out to Anchor because they be recording. Anchor just is all on there, so we don't really have to do anything but press the screen to start recording.
And then it's really easy to edit.
Yeah, but we definitely want to get a nice microphone or two, but probably just one because we're using the iPad.
There has to be a way for us to use two.
Probably a splitter.
Yeah.
But, you know, so we want to get better as we go along. But that's why it's so important for you guys to rate and review and subscribe mm-hmm. to us on Apple Podcasts so we can keep making this podcast. And it's also really important to tell your friends and to tell your family about us so that way we can get more listeners. Because without you guys, we can't really keep making the podcast.
And we like doing it.
I guess. Yeah.
We like doing it. It's really
fun. We love doing it. And I feel like when I say, like, keep making the podcast, I mean, like, just getting better at it. I just did something with my foot. I like karate chopped it.
That's how passionate you are.
Yes. But I feel like we just won't be able to get canceled. That's how I am all the time. I'm
literally
so sorry.
In my head, I literally thought, hi-ya!
Okay, I'm sorry. But I just think we won't be able to really, like, make a quality podcast if people, you know.
Yeah.
We need people. And, you know, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's all for the business.
That's all the business we have right now. But if you keep telling people to subscribe to us, we'll have lots of business.
Yeah.
But so we wanted to talk about the Joker movie. So if you have not seen it yet, first of all, it's been out for a long time. So if you haven't seen it yet, like,
what you doing?
I'm sorry. But it's been, like, over a month. So you gotta get it together. But if you haven't seen it yet and you don't want any spoilers, you can skip ahead. But we wanted to talk about it because I finally saw it last week, I think.
Yeah, I saw it, like, right the week when it came out.
Yeah, so we wanted to talk about it because while we talk about all things spooky and the movie is a little creepy, mm-hmm. we also are very big on mental illness yes. and mental health.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And kind of reducing the stigma around it yeah. and kind of and talking about it. So, should we just start from the beginning of the movie? I found a synopsis. I know we had talked about before.
I think one thing I want to say is that I've gotten a lot of mixed reviews about the movie. Some people think it was boring. Some people think it was, for me, I thought it was very, I appreciated how real they made the Joker be.
It was raw.
It was very raw. It made it seem like the Joker could actually be in our society.
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
Which I found interesting, and the point of the movie was to make you sympathize with the Joker.
Exactly.
And it definitely did. Like, there were multiple times where I wanted to cry.
Yeah, I think I didn't sympathize with him at other times, but only because, like, I think I was just caught up in the movie and caught up in what other people also thought about him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, it was interesting. It was interesting to feel different emotions while watching the movie, and I was...
Definitely.
I went with my husband and my neighbor, and they were both like, meh. Like, it was okay to them. It was just kind of, like, they were consuming it. But, like, I was, like...
My boyfriend, he was, like... It makes you feel kind of crazy. Like, he was, like, I kind of felt crazy because the... this is a spoiler alert, so get ready. The part where he kills his mom.
Yo, I was shook. I did not think he was going to do... Okay, so I found out that Penny was lying... I felt bad for him, because I was like, you live your whole life thinking that there's somebody that sympathizes with you, then you find out about child abuse that happened to you that you don't even remember, and what did she call him, her sunshine or something, or smile, no, happy,
yeah,
and it's just like, she put him through so much trauma,
herself was crazy, so
who let her have a kid?
I can talk.
Have a kid.
But my boyfriend was like, I don't even feel bad. I was like, that's something you don't say out loud. Like, it's true, though. Like, it makes you feel these weird emotions that you don't realize until you're, like, in the movie.
I think that it still wasn't, like, a solution, and it's okay.
No, definitely
not. But I get why he did it. Yeah. I understand, like, when you're mentally unstable, and then the person who is supposed to take care of you
is
one, not even your real parent, and two, abused you, three, is mentally unstable their self, which I thought their relationship from the beginning was weird,
yeah,
like, when he got into bed with her the first night, when they were watching TV together, I was like, this is really weird, and I'm pretty sure they shared the bed all the time.
I think so, yeah.
I don't think he had his own room.
Yeah.
And then when...
Because he just had the living room.
Yeah. And then when, he was bathing her. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, I thought that was weird, yeah.
It was weird. It was a weird vibe. And I think that maybe it was like that to make it feel, like, really weird. Like, oh, like, why is a mom and son like that? Even though, like, they can be. But I don't know, like, because he was grown.
I think they were trying to make the Joker, like I said before, they're trying to make him more real. Like, what are characteristics of someone who is crazy like that?
Yeah. Another part, spoiler, and I was shook, the delusions with the girl.
Dude.
When he was sitting in her living room, dude, and she goes, because, okay, so.
I was shook. I was like.
Okay, so when they first started getting together, I was like, this is. Yeah, you got a little side action, you know?
And she's cute.
But I was like, where's her daughter? But I didn't think anything really of it. I was just like, that's really weird. Because she's
just like, in the background. Mom. Yeah.
Then when she said that he lived down the hall and she didn't know him, and then they showed the flashbacks.
I wanted to cry. I was like,
oh! You should have saw me in the theater. I was like, because holding my chest.
If it was me, I would have been like,
yeah, I would have been. She was like shook, and like he didn't hurt her, and no. I don't think he would have ever hurt her. No. I don't think he wanted to, but that part had me flipped out, like, man. Especially because like I really thought she went to his show and stuff. I thought loved him. I was so happy.
I was like
for him.
Shipping them.
Yes, I was like, this is great. And then I saw that, and I was like, oh, okay. Well, there goes his life. But he was bold as fuck. My bad. That's my one swear for the episode. But he was bold to do that.
Yeah.
To just go and sit in her house when he... Did he... Do you think he knew it was delusions? Or do you think... You know what I mean? Like, did he know it was an imaginary relationship that he was hoping for? Or do you think he really believed that he was with
her? I don't think he really believed, because I feel like he would have did more action. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like he would have been like... Oh, like, whatever. And she would be like, well, what are you talking about? Like, we've never been together and all this stuff. And then it would have gotten violent or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he subconsciously knew that he knew that it was a delusion.
Yeah. What did you think about him losing his job?
See, here's the thing. My boyfriend thinks I'm too emotional. But, like, throughout the movie, like, in his actual, like, his life, it just, like, I felt so bad.
Do you think that him and that guy were having relations with each other? The one from his job that gave him the gun?
Like romantic relations?
And the only reason why I asked that is because he's like, you know, you're my boy. And the way he said it, that guy said it to Arthur. I never thought about that before. He was like, he gave him the gun. He goes, well, you know, you're my boy. And the way he said it, I was like, that makes me uncomfortable.
Like, maybe.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you remember that part.
I do. But I just never looked at it in that sense. I don't think I really, like, looked at it like that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, maybe. I don't know. I feel like if it was so, they would have touched on it. Maybe a little bit more.
I just feel like it was very subtle, and I was kind of just, like, confused.
What's that about? Yeah.
Yeah. But I felt really bad for him, because I think he really enjoyed being...
The clown.
Also, first of all, he got the crap beat out of him.
I wanted to cry.
I was so sad because he just let it happen.
I know.
And then he's dancing at a hospital and a gun falls out of his...
I'm sorry, that was so funny.
It was so funny. He was like, oh! Like, he ran to it. And then he's on the payphone in the next scene. He's like, it's just part of my act.
He's like, what you mean?
But if it was part of his act, like, he wouldn't have been, like, rushing to get it. He would have showed them, like, oh, ha, like, it's just a prop. Yeah. So it's like, no, like, you don't even know how to handle that situation.
When he shut the wall,
first of all.
I was crying. When he was dancing,
you know the dancing that he was doing through the movie? Was that his routine that he did as the clown?
Like, the part where he was just, no, that's, like, he was doing, like, I think it was, like, Tai Chi. Like, you know how you do
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Chai tea.
Tai Chi?
Tai Chi, and you know, it's to relax yourself.
Oh, see, I thought it was, like,
That's what I thought.
I wonder if it was. I don't know if it's, like,
that's what I thought it was, Tai Chi.
Okay, so now I want to talk about the end when he's on... Okay, so when he's getting ready for the Arthur Murray show.
Oh, my God. I so love that part.
First of all, I thought he... I saw all the memes about that.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to be funnier than it was, but it wasn't funny.
Oh, no. I didn't find it funny. I just found it, like...
No, I thought it was going to be... Because all the memes about it were so funny. So I just thought it was a funny part of the movie, but it wasn't.
No.
But when he gets the phone call, I thought, when I was thinking about the girl and how that part was fake, I thought it was fake. I thought he was imagining.
Oh my gosh, me too. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, is this really happening? Is this real life? Yeah. Or, and then, so he's getting ready, whatever. He dyes his hair. First of all, your hair don't turn green. The movie magic is not real in real life.
Well, like, yeah, you need bleach.
Yeah, and he didn't even bleach his hair. He was just, like, going crazy with the green dye. And I was like, okay, that's when it made it feel like kind of like a movie. But so whatever, so he's getting ready. He did his makeup popping.
Mm-hmm.
And then that guy comes.
The guy. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Gun. I couldn't watch that part. I like when he, you know.
I was angry.
When he was bashing his head, and I was like,
yeah. Ooh. Like, I was so angry, though.
I can handle a lot of things. Like, I can watch a lot of crazy things, but, like, bashing heads and stuff like that, like, that's very hard for me to watch.
I was just kind of like, the audacity you have to come here and cover your own ass.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I'm sorry. Cover yourself. We need
a dollar jar.
No, we don't need a dollar jar. I'm going to stop. But, when it, like, he, the audacity you have, this guy is obviously mentally unstable, but I guess, you know, it's set in 1981, it's also set in, like, I'm pretty sure, like, a fake city, Gotham.
Oh, yeah, it's real, Gotham, obviously. Yeah.
So it's, like, I don't know, it's just annoying that he went there, and then that the guy's, like, standing in the corner, like, and he's like, yeah, you can.
When he goes to try to open the door, he realizes that that's, like, me with this door.
And he's like, can you unlock it? But yeah, so then he's on the Arthur Murray show with the makeup on.
I knew that was going to happen. Like, I knew he was going to, like, at some point he was going to kill something or someone.
I didn't think he was going
to. I didn't think he was going to kill the host.
I'm not surprised, though.
I wasn't surprised, but I knew he was going to kill someone.
You know what? Okay, so at first I was like, shocked. But then if you think about it, it all led up to that. I mean, the three guys were random, but they were picking at him.
His
mom he killed because she fucked up his life. Yeah. Oops. Oh, well. Sorry, this part is explicit. But then with the guy, he made him lose his job. Like, none of his kills were ever, I don't know.
Well, there was always an intention.
Yeah. So I feel like with that, like, I wasn't surprised, but I was. But that's when it became theatrical.
Yeah. Dude, what did you think about the ending where he was in the cop car and then the other people crashed into the cop car and they, like, carried him out?
It felt like The Purge.
It did. That's what I thought about. But I read an article saying that it was a hint to a new villain for something, either another Batman movie or another movie, because there was one person, the person who was driving the other car.
Yeah, but he was wearing a clown mask.
Yeah, I know.
It's just weird. And then, like, when he stands on the...
That was very theatrical for me.
It was very theatrical.
Like, I appreciated that. But that
made it feel like it was gonna, like, it's gonna go into, like, a new movie.
Well, see, that's one thing I didn't like about this movie. I felt like there wasn't... I mean, I don't know if it's a good or bad thing. I would consider it a bad thing. But I felt like there was no beginning, middle, end.
That's why my husband didn't like it.
If I had to say one thing I didn't like about it, I felt like there was no beginning, middle, end.
Mm-mm. But I feel like if you think about somebody's life, it's kind of not that way.
I felt like they started, like, they started where the mental break was happening.
Yeah, rather than starting, but also, like...
It's obvious he has some type of mental illness.
Yeah, that he's always had. Yeah. I think there wasn't flashbacks the way there should have been. I really thought that was his father, too. Penny had me believing all these lies.
I was confused, because I was just like, what?
I really thought that was his father.
I was trying to, because I am a Batman fan, but I don't know how the Batman and the Joker are originally, like, connected. Like, I know, obviously, he's the villain.
Yeah.
But it was just interesting to think that, like, they were so connected like that.
Yeah.
Also, can we talk about how young Bruce is in the movie compared to the Joker? Like, I didn't know they were that much...
Yeah.
Like, age-wise?
Yeah. And then they'd be battling out here like they're the same age.
Right.
But also, I don't really watch Batman, so that might be, like,
well, no. Off. Not that they're the same age. Obviously, the Joker might be a little older. But this guy was, like, older. Yeah. And Bruce is, like, what? Like 12. 12.
Not even. But I think, I don't know. I thought it was weird. If you think about it like that, and it's, like, if they were really brothers, like, let's just say that they
imagine,
were.
That would be, that's crazy. That'd be kind of cool.
That's crazy.
Cool, like, plot-wise.
Yeah, it would have been cool to do it like that. I'm glad they didn't.
No. I feel like that would have been too predictable.
Yes. I'm glad they didn't. I liked every twist that they had, and that I felt comfortable in what I thought about it, and then it changed so quickly. So that is our view, our take.
That took a while. But I think.
Oops. I feel like it's.
Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. Also, we've been wanting to talk about it and haven't been able to sit down and talk about it. So for us to be able to actually sit down and speak our mind about it. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. You had to listen to it. I feel like it goes with our theme of the podcast. It does. It's spooky, it's creepy, it's weird.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, important to us, kind of, to talk about it, so.
Yeah, so now we're going to start with our actual stories that we did research on, which I'm kind of excited because I know you haven't heard about mine. Well, you've never, like, really read up about mine.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, I'm going to be doing the story of the Lost Colony, a.k.a. Roanoke. And I've always loved this story for the fact that I know in a previous episode, I think I said that I like stories where it's, like, it doesn't make sense of how something can just disappear. And there's no trace. So this is kind of like that type of thing, but there's a lot of theories behind it too. And everyone has their own opinion about it. American Horror Story did a season on it.
That's what I think of. Because I know, like, my roommate from school, she really liked American Horror Story. And you really like it. So I remember you guys talking about it, but I don't know anything about it.
I don't think American Horror Story, you know, did a whole, like, they didn't, it wasn't about Roanoke, like, they just named it Roanoke, and it was kind of, sort of, about Roanoke, but not really, not true to the story.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna give you a little history lesson.
Let's do it.
I got my sources from history.com, a BuzzFeed video on YouTube, Britannica, I think it's called, Britannica.com, and I think that's all, but basically, this is how it goes. Set the scene.
Okay.
August 1587, there were 115 English settlers that arrived at Roanoke Island, which is the coast of North Carolina now, and within a month, there were multiple Native American attacks on the village, and there was no food, no water, and no, well, kind of. There was a drought.
Uh-huh.
The worst drought that they ever had in 800 years in that area. So John White, who was the governor, he decided to sail back to New England. decided to sail back to England to gather more supplies, more people, and more food. So he left a total of 87 men, 17 women, and 11 children, including his daughter and his newly born granddaughter, which, fun fact, is the first, like, English person that was born in the, like, you know. Wow. Yeah, like, the first ever, like, English colonist baby.
Which is weird because I feel like people settled before that.
I don't know. It is kind of weird, but I think, I guess it was
true. I don't know.
Or maybe it was the first recorded.
Maybe. That would make a lot of sense.
But guess how long it takes him to go back?
Well, they didn't have, like, fast boats or anything, so I'm gonna guess, like, a long time.
So basically,
like, 6 months?
Oh, no.
Longer?
Yeah.
Like, 2 years?
So, let me tell you. So, when they arrived, there was a war going on between England and Spain, and he couldn't go back. So, he left in 1587, he came back in August 1590, so 3 years.
Because of a war?
Yeah, so he wasn't able to leave.
Yeah.
So, in August 1590, he finally returned to Roanoke, where he left his wife, his daughter, his granddaughter. Virginia Dare was his granddaughter. And then other settlers. He found nobody there. No colonists, no clues.
Couldn't they have just died, though?
Let me get into it. So there's no sign of anyone anywhere. But the only clue he had was a tree that had a Croatoan, which is an island more south of now North Carolina, and is called Hatteras Island now. But Croatoan was another island where Native Americans settled. Mm. But that's the only clue he had. It was deserted, like just poof, out of nowhere. No one was there. Mm-hmm. Yes. So he tried to sail to Croatoan multiple times, two times, I think, and he couldn't go back. He couldn't go because of the water was so bad. There were storms. And eventually he just moved back to Europe and moved to Ireland, and he never found out what happened to his family, his daughter, his granddaughter. Like, everything was just gone. Everyone was gone, and there were no graves found, no unmarked graves, no mass burial, no. So it, even if, like, if they all died because of disease, mm-hmm. there was obviously there would still be people to bury the person.
Yeah,
but there is nothing. There's no bodies anywhere, nothing. So one theory is they tried to sail back to England on their own, maybe because he was taking too long and they weren't sure what was going on. Obviously, they're not going to know what's going on.
Yeah.
And they just got lost at sea.
Yeah, that would make sense.
And another piece of evidence was carvings in a stone. And they're called Dare stones because they were reportedly made by Eleanor Dare, which is his which is John White's daughter. And some say that it's fake, some say that it's real, but basically, there's one that has, like, a story of what happened. Just give me 1 second. I lost my place. So on one side of the stone said that the writing appeared to constitute a grave marking reading. Anna, I'm not sure how to pronounce this name, but it's basically a name from the Dare family. And Virginia went hence onto heaven, 1591, Englishman Hugh John White. So it sounds like a tombstone type of thing. And then the other side of the stone was much longer, and it told, like, 2 years of suffering due to sickness and a war of local Native Americans that led to death. So, basically, it was just someone carving into the stone, like, what happened? Hmm. So, but again, some people think it's fake.
So, why do they think that his daughter did it?
I'm not sure. I was trying to figure that out, but I really wasn't sure. Yeah. It's just, like,
I feel like that one's, like, probably least likely.
The like stones?
That, like, not even. Obviously, that wasn't a...
Well, Taurus found the stones.
Theory. That was more of a... Just a clue. I don't know. That seems weird.
Me too. Like, I mean, someone had to...
Somebody did it, but was it... I think maybe it was somebody trying to make it so their story was right.
Like, it fits too, like...
Yeah.
Perfectly.
Yes.
But... Excuse me. Had to burp. There, like I said, there was no bodies or mass graves been found. There's no conclusive evidence for anything. Nothing. And actually, before these 115 settlers went to Roanoke, there was another set of colonists who went to Roanoke a year before. And they had issues with the Native Americans, so they left. And John White was a part of that trip too, but he wasn't the governor.
So John White just said, let's just go back again.
Yeah,
with basically. A new group of people.
So they're already having problems between, like, the relations between them and the Native Americans were not good. So a couple of theories that I have is that the tribe, the colonists joined the Native American tribe, like the women, and that maybe that they kind of just, I don't know what's the word, like,
appropriated? No, that's bad.
I don't know, like, they just, there was, like, recorded that there were, you know, mixed offsprings.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that they just, they took the children and the women.
Maybe.
And because there were certain areas where artifacts are found from England in the, where the tribes would be.
Yeah.
But that could have easily been stolen.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, and then there were some artifacts that could have been 100 years prior to what that time was.
Hmm.
So there's no clue. And then there's another theory that there was just a drought and there was just a lack of food and they all just died. But again, there's no mark, there's no,
but is there animals in the area that could have,
I'm sure there could have been,
that could have like taken their bodies and moved them.
I mean, that could be a,
like,
possibility.
If someone dies and it's meat and it's an animal, it's gonna eat it. I think my personal opinion, mm-hmm, kind of what you said, where it's like they, not that they joined the Native American tribes, but that the Native American tribes maybe killed them.
That's what I think.
I really think that's what happened. Because, like, if they had problems with them before, and then John White is gone,
mm-hmm,
like, I feel like that's the person that kind of, well, like, made it. But they also, he left so many people behind. Like, at this time, men were protectors, which I roll, because, but, 'cause it could have been women too. But I just think that it's weird. That's very strange.
It is. It gets weirder with the theories.
Yeah.
Like, there's another theory that the colonists just moved more inward, because
why would you leave and not write to your dad?
Exactly. So it was just, it's weird that if Croatoan was the only clue, and let's say it was the colonists who, because on the map, I wish I could show you the map right now, but Roanoke is right here,
mm-hmm,
on the shore of North Carolina, and Croatoan is, like, down. It's not, like, right next door or anything. Uh-huh. It's, like, you have to sail to Croatoan. Yes. So it's far, it's, I would consider a far,
like, far, a far trip.
A far trip. So the fact that you're not going to leave some type of letter, some type of more clues as to what happened is,
especially,
weird.
To your own dad.
Exactly.
Like, so, if anybody, not the, in the stone, but,
yeah, which is, that's what I'm saying. Like, it could have been the stone, but then again, I don't know.
The stone is weird. Well, like, not.
It makes me think of cavemen. Like, with the thing that,
the chisel?
Yeah.
I think it's weird because it's like, do they not have paper?
Like, I thought that too. I was like, is paper not a thing?
Because what year was paper made?
Why are you asking me these questions? I wasn't prepared for that.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, how do they not have paper? Like, they have to be a little wealthy to be traveling to America. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, I mean, I guess they could be poor, but how do you not have that supplies? Although he was going back to get supplies, so maybe they ran out.
Yeah, he was also going back to get more people.
I would have carved it in a tree, though.
I know, if you have time to carve Croatoan, well, maybe you didn't have it. Maybe that's all the time that they had.
I don't know. I don't like this. But I think it's interesting, but I don't like things that don't have an end.
I know. And then this goes kind of more into the deep end, my last two theories. And one is about aliens and mass abduction. And that's why. but it would explain why there's mass abduction. No bodies are ever found. Like we were just talking about, if Croatoan was a clue where they were, why didn't they leave more clues?
Yeah.
And John White was actually an artist. He was artsy.
Okay, fancy.
And he made a very detailed and, you know, a really detailed and accurate map of the shore the shoreline of North Carolina and Croatoan Hatteras Island, and there was, like, a shaded area where they believe, this is another theory, that there was a hidden place where the colonists were gonna go, and he didn't want the English government to find out about it.
Like the Bermuda Triangle?
They described it as like a fart. Hidden. Fart. as a fort. I'm tired. As a fort.
I have both
humor
of a child.
Chai tea and fart.
So confidently. And I was like, yeah, what's that? Tell me about it.
A fort. So they described it as a fort, and it's kind of shaded in twice. Like, he was, like, he drew something, and then he wanted to cover it, and then he was like, maybe I shouldn't cover it, and then he covers it. So they believe that if it wasn't, you know, a fort, that it could be an alien aircraft that he was trying to hide. Like, he painted it, and...
Okay.
I know, it's in the deep end.
Hold on. Here's my thing. Aliens now. Cool. I'm glad that you're thriving. Aliens in 1500s. How do you have that advanced technology?
Right.
In the 1500s. No. That's not allowed. Because you can't even think about that in the 1500s. People didn't even know what that was.
Yeah, I know. So...
How are aliens that advanced? People aren't even that advanced.
So this is another deep end theory that I think is actually... can be accurate, kind of. Is... a zombie theory, but it's just the undead theory, where there was an undead plague, wow, I cannot speak, plague, and it just led to them doing cannibalism, and there was a historian that said there were actually a lot of evidence saying that there was a mass amount of cannibalism going on in Roanoke, so it can very well have happened where there was some type of disease that was contained, because Roanoke is just an island, so it would just be contained in that island, and they all kind of just ate each other.
Interesting.
But then, obviously, there's going to be one less... There's still going to be, like, remains found, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense.
Because, like, even if you're a cannibal, you're not going to eat, like, bones.
Right. And then they bring back the drought that happened.
Unless they throw the bones in the ocean for no, like, not being able to find them.
Yeah, but you're sick. Like, you're sick. The plague is, like, you're a zombie.
Yeah.
Like, you know how there was, like, that guy who, like, ate bath salts and...
Yes. Yeah. You know what you talk about.
Yeah.
That.
So...
We always record at night, and I get spooked.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about that shit while I'm driving. Oh, my gosh, I can't stop tonight. I'm so tired, I can't even censor potty mouth tonight. It's just here.
Yeah, that's why my voice is a little... I feel like it's a little raspy. But, yeah, that's my story of Roanoke. There's not really a lot to it, except for...
I thought there was going to be so much to it.
No, there's not. Because everything is just like, poof.
Yeah, that gives me anxiety.
It gives me anxiety, too.
Because it's like, why is there nothing?
There's nothing. There's not even remains. No remains at all.
Do you think that's happened in other periods of history?
I don't know. This is what I'm saying. Something must have happened, because that's the only case in, you know what I mean? That we know of in the United States, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird.
Because at least you would be able to find remains. You find artifacts from the same time period. You find... You know what I mean?
Like,
you
found the rock.
You found the stones.
The stone, not the rock. Was it a large stone?
It looks like a...
Does she just have, like, refined penmanship on a stone?
I'll show you. Let me look up really quick what it looks like. But it just makes no sense, because if you can find all that evidence, you're telling me you can't find remains?
Yeah, that's a little odd.
And, like, what about the Native Americans? Can you find Native American remains? Like, did the Native Americans also disappear? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is what they look like. That's what it looks like.
No, there's no way. Oh, my gosh.
So that's the, like, the tombstone side, and this is, like...
first of all, how did They write that small on a stone.
I don't, but it looks like they carved it.
Yeah, that's intense. I didn't think it was going to look like
that. Dude, you know what I didn't realize? That this is all in English.
So?
It's just weird. Well, at least the front side is in English.
Well, if they're from England.
Well, yeah, yes, I know, but it's just...
Did you just not expect it to be?
It's just crazy. Like, it's crazy how, like, it's, I don't know. Stuff like this just intrigues me because it's like, oh my gosh.
So,
that's definitely a tombstone, though.
Yeah. So I'm going to switch over to my story.
We could do that.
Yeah. You want to do
that? Don't we have a little theme going on?
We do have a little theme going on. First of all, mine begins in the 1600s, so, you know, a little bit later. Mm-hmm. A little bit later. But, I was choking a little bit on this bit. So, some of the sources I used, good old Wikipedia. I don't use it in school, but I'm going to use it in my podcast.
Hey.
Also, this is going to give my place away, but LeeCompounds.com. Then there's this place, it's called, or it's this website, and I'm gonna totally pronounce this wrong, phantasmahideout.proboards.com, but they had a lot of good information, so I had to use it, hauntsofamerica.blogspot.com.
Is Lake Compounds only in Connecticut?
Yeah, it's only in Connecticut.
Okay, so if you guys are from Connecticut, which I know most listeners are right now, because...
Yeah.
All of our support.
Oh, and then damnct.com.
Oh.
Which is, damnct is, like, it has, like, all, like, a lot of haunted places. Ooh, in Connecticut.
We're going to have to look, like, at that.
Some of it isn't that good. Like, I got better information from other sites. I actually had to keep, this one was hard.
Cause I really?
I had to keep digging to find more and more information. Like, some of the information at the beginning was very vague. So, I'm going to start. So the name Lake Compounds is derived from John Compound, who is a Mattituck/Tunxus Native American chieftain. So on December 2nd of 1684, his wife and several tribe members affixed their wax fingertip marks, kind of like a signature, onto a deed that conveyed Compounds Lake to a group of white settlers who migrated to central Connecticut from Massachusetts. And so, I don't remember what time period, or, like, what exact year the Salem Witch Trials were in.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was around this time, but I thought it was interesting.
That's interesting,
yeah. That it was, like, they were from Massachusetts.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, so... the property was left to the settlers in exchange for a small amount of money and miscellaneous items, including a large brass tea kettle.
No.
So, legend has it that shortly thereafter, Chief Compound drowned in the lake while trying to cross it in a large brass kettle. So when I think of a kettle, I think of, like, a tea kettle. So when
that's what I was thinking about.
He was crossing the lake. I was like, in a tea kettle?
Like, well, did you ever look up, like, what the kettle would look like?
No, because I was just, like, confused.
Is it, I'm thinking of, like, a canoe now, like a small canoe.
Yeah. So there's also another story. There's not really a pinpoint of, like, how he died. So there's another thing that says, another story has him realizing that he had been ripped off in the sale of the land. So he rows out into the lake in a boat with the copper tea kettle tied to his neck, and he threw himself overboard.
So, like, suicide?
And, yeah. Because of the mistake that he made. And then another version...
It's not that deep. I'm sorry.
Well, he gave it to settlers, though. He gave Native American land to settlers. For, like, nothing.
That's true.
Another version has the tale of John Compound drowning himself in the lake the day prior to the sale. And the last story is that his own tribe members murdered him by throwing him into the lake over the sale. Like, they were angry about
it.
But that would be weird because they put their wax fingerprints. So if that document has their wax fingerprints on it, then why are you mad about it? Like, you...
Well, maybe...
Maybe they felt like they had to because he was the chief. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
So then a few days after the sale, Mr. Norton, who was the man who brokered the deal, died. He fell from a ladder and broke his neck. So the Norton family, so he was part of the family who, like, part of the settlers who bought the land. So the Norton family had a reputation for being spiritualists, which is why I think it's around the time of the Salem witch trials.
What date did you say?
1684.
1684.
And so they actually had been under question of the government prior to the settling at Lake Compound. So I think that it's a good, like, chance.
It says I started... Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt
you.
No,
it's okay.
Salem witch trials, Colonial Massachusetts between February 1692 and 1693.
Yeah, but this was right before. Not that... Because these are the
official Salem witch trials.
And also there was other... Actually, they've talked about Salem witch trials actually starting... that makes no sense. Hold on. Witch trials actually starting in Connecticut rather than Massachusetts.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So it could have been. I don't know. But anyway, so the casino, which was the first permanent building on the property, was built in 1895 with a restaurant downstairs and a ballroom upstairs. A full course dinner, which I just thought was really cool as a fact, that just was 50 cents.
That just made me think about the Titanic. I don't know why, but...
50 cents for a full course dinner.
You can't even get that at Wendy's.
You can't get that nowhere. That's like a bag of chips from the corner store.
Not even.
Depends. Is it a big bag? So public transportation also began that year as the Bristol and Plainville Tramway Company and later the Southington and Compounds Line brought thousands of park goers to the lake by trolley. And actually, they still have a trolley on the grounds, but it literally only goes from like... one part of the park to, like, a little bit.
Is it a fake trolley or is it the actual trolley?
I don't know. It's a trolley that... I've been on it before. Yeah. So it's a trolley that gets you from, like, near the water park to, like, a water ride. And it's the only ride over in that area. So it's really weird. But around that time, Timothy Murphy of Savin Rock, Connecticut, which I've never even heard of Savin Rock, Connecticut, so I don't know.
Is that even a town anywhere?
It's probably not. Began to assemble the carousel. So combining the works of four master carvers and a Luke mechanism, he created it. So Lee Compounds purchased it for $10,000. And that's a lot of money at that time. And opened to the public on Memorial Day in 1911. So in 1914, the Green Dragon, Lee Compounds' first electric power roller coaster, was opened to the public. It was later replaced by the Wildcat, a wooden classic built in 1927. And the Wildcat's still in operation. Mm-hmm. I've been on it. And so, I think about, like...
Is it the all-wood one?
Yeah, and that's the one safe.
Did they have one in Six Flags like that?
That's just weird. Like, 1927 is still... Like, I know they make repairs to it, but I'm...
It's still,
I don't like that. Yeah. Also, I got really hurt on there, so I won't go on that one anymore.
Why?
Because it rocked me too hard. it rocked me. So, in the 1930s... there was more growth. The casino ballroom was expanded to include an enormous dance floor without walls so that people could dance under the stars. Huge window walls. Okay, fancy. So huge window walls and a high arch ceiling were added in 1937. And so it was nicknamed the Starlight Ballroom. And so a lot of people that are, like, pretty famous, like, big bands played there.
Mm-hmm.
One person that was really popular that went there was Frank Sinatra, and he's, like, a big name, so it's pretty cool that he was there.
I think he was big into Connecticut.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of places, like, restaurants and stuff. He's been there.
Yeah, I don't know where he's... Is he from New York?
Maybe.
I don't know where he's originally from, but I think it's New England, so that could be why.
Yeah, definitely.
Or not... Well, apparently, I found out that New York's not part of New England, but I thought it was.
I don't know why you thought that.
Because it's near New England, so I thought it was a part of New England. It's the Upper East. I don't know. Anyways, I'm not getting into that conversation. So, it's been through, like, a lot of struggles, like, compounds in general. Mm-hmm. As you might expect with a place like this, there's also a lot of, like, bad things that have happened.
Yeah.
Just because if you think about it, like, this land, like, it was owned by Native Americans and sold in the 1600s. So that long of a time period, there has to be, you know, things that happened there. So One thing is, in July of 1981, Michelle Johnson, she was 16 years old, she died in a fall from the roller coaster because she stood up and reached out the side while it was operating.
What?
Yeah. Which, I mean, I guess if you think about it, 1981, they weren't really, like, conscious about maybe not doing that. So, like, I can understand how it happened, but it's just crazy. Like, she fell off the side. I don't know. It's weird. So then, on August 20th, 1999, Matthew, I don't know how to say his last name, Hen, I think it is. He's age 16. He was an employee of the park, and he jumped aboard the tornado ride, and I don't think they have the tornado ride anymore. It was, as it was moving, and he was dragged underneath it, and he was crushed. And so he died from his injuries. This article that I got it from said the following day, but another article I read said it happened, like, within 10 hours he died. Mm. On July 1st,
that's 2001. Crazy how they were both 16.
I know. Devin M. Alexander was 5, and he drowned in the lake. Mm. He had been on an inner tube slide that emptied into a 10 to 12 foot deep section of the lake. So he sank to the bottom of the lake. It was not recovered for nearly a half hour.
Oh.
So he was apparently revived, but he ultimately died at the hospital. Within, it was like 6 days. He lived like 6 more days and he died. Yeah. Which was just like horrible and just like really sad. I think it might have been because of him. Now all kids there have to wear life jackets. I guess, like, I'm just surprised that it wasn't before, but it was 2001, so.
Yeah, I know when I was little, I forgot where I was. I was at a beach, and, like, you know how some beaches, they have, like, water slides and stuff across the street or something? I went on a water slide, and I wanted to go on the big people one, because I thought it was hot shit, and I went into, like, what was it? It was, like, 7 feet water.
Oh, my gosh.
And obviously, I was little. And my mom got scared. I remember, like, looking up in the water. And everyone's, like, looking down at me, like, are you gonna go up? And I'm, like, I got up. And I was, like, I wanna do it again.
Oh, my gosh.
But, obviously, not every kid's like that. Like,
yeah. Also, so I feel dangerous. Like, 7 feet compared to, like, 12 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know. So, also, there are so many people around you. And, obviously, he wasn't being watched.
It's a lake, too. Like, I was in a swimming pool where, you know, I could easily be saved, if anything. That's just crazy.
And you can't really see in the lake.
Yeah.
It's dirty. I won't go into that lake. I never will. But that's... boop. So, another thing happened in 2001, but it happened actually about a month before Devin Alexander died.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was Wilfredo Martinez, and he was trimming weeds prior to the day's operations, and he was there with his brother. So he was adopted by, I like to give a backstory because they have it. So I like, he was adopted. So he was the family's nephew. So his brother was actually his cousin, but that was his brother. And his brother's a little bit younger than him. So he's 23.
Cool.
So he was, doing the weeds with his brother and they were, on the side of the Boulder Dash, which is the one that goes around the mountain area. And because it was the beginning of the day and they knew that he was there, they shouldn't have been doing any preliminary runs, but they were, and he had earplugs in, so he didn't hear the roller coaster coming at him at 60 miles per hour, and so he got hit by the roller coaster, and it striked him and killed him. So his brother thought, like, he didn't know what happened, so he thought, like, he was kind of joking, and his boss was like, no, like, come here, and so his brother went to check on him, and he saw that his skull had been split open, and his brain was out. So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then, and on May 17th, 2004, this story's really weird. Like, it's just, like, random. A 6-inch diameter tree limb fell 50 feet from a dead tree and landed on a park customer, Gwen Rice, and her 5-year-old son, Sean Rice. Gwen survived, but Sean died. Because if you think, like, 50 feet, like, you know, which I was just like, that's so random. They were
on, it is random.
They had a miniature golf course that's no longer there.
Yeah.
But that's where it happened. But yeah, it was super, I was just like, out of everything, it wasn't even like a ride. It was just a tree.
Yeah.
So, and then also, not only are there like terrible things that happened there, but there's also talk of supernatural being there.
Like haunting stuff.
So it's been said that there's dark shapes and spirits that have been seen in and around the ballroom, that there's strange music that people hear if they walk around there at night.
Spooky.
And that there's disembodied voices of ghosts or, you know, people have been there before that, you know, never really left.
I'm totally a ghost person, so I'm like, tell me more.
And there are reports of inanimate objects moving and lights turning on and off on their own. And so nighttime security guards that are there have also said that they see strange things. But there's no...
Just speculation.
Yeah, well, there's not a lot of information about that part of it, the supernatural part. So it's just weird because I thought... I had read something a long time ago when we were, like, younger in school that it was, like, much more haunted than I thought it was. Like, I thought it was just, like, super haunted, and
it's not
fun research. Yeah. It's really not.
I remember us looking at a website when I was little. Well, I was little when we were younger.
Yeah.
Like, I remember this website. It was, like, blue. The background was blue. And it showed, like, the ballroom.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I knew we were looking it up at some point. And it was just like, it's funny how when we're younger, we think things are way more scarier.
Yeah, that's what it could be, too, that we just thought it was scary, and it's actually just, like, speculation. But I think something, like, because I've been there before, and so it's just so weird that, like...
Yeah, that's, like, your fave.
That is my fave. I love it there, because it's so convenient. And it's smaller than Six Flags, so I don't have to worry about the annoying lines. So, but I would love to go there at night.
Oh my gosh.
With protection.
We drove behind lake compounds during the day, and it was just spooky because it was completely empty. I think it was just opening.
Yeah, it was like right before they opened, like all the employees were walking over and stuff.
But
and
it still looked
cute. Yeah.
Because we saw like the lake.
Yeah.
And it was like, I just thought about like the Native Americans and things like that. So it was...
It's weird when something's not how it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Let me ask you this, though. Do you believe in, like, curses and things like that?
I do. I believe in, like, I don't know. I think that they could, like, the Native Americans
could have put a curse.
Or even though that family that bought it, the spiritualists, could have done something to the land. But those are, like, that's only, like, 5 or 6 reported things. I can't remember now.
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me. But it's only, like, 5, I think it's only, like, 5 reported things, so it's, like, if it was really cursed, though, wouldn't it have been more?
Yeah, maybe.
Also, I keep interrupting.
No, it's okay.
It was also all later. Like, it wasn't, like, but these are, like, recorded, maybe the stuff wasn't recorded before, but it's, like, that didn't start happening until 1980s.
Yeah.
And the land had been owned by Native Americans before. I don't know, it's just odd that it would start so much later.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I had a thought, and I forgot what it was.
That's because I kept interrupting you.
It's okay, it's your story.
I know, I just felt bad. I just, yeah. But, so, I would like to go there at night.
That's so scary. It looks so scary, even during the day. Like, I had the heebie-jeebies.
Well, I've been there at night to see, like, a fireworks show type thing. They don't do actual fireworks. It's, like, laser lights.
Mm-hmm.
But... there was a lot of people there. So obviously you're not scared. You're not, like, wondering. But it's, like, I just always wanted to see something happen with the Starlight Ballroom.
I just think it seems scary because, I don't know, like, it's, like, there's a Six Flags New England. There's a Six Flags in, what, New Jersey?
Yeah.
There's a Six Flags in Texas.
Yeah.
So you hear about freak accidents all the time from Six Flags. But since it's Lake Compounds, it's, like... there's only one lake compounds, I'm assuming, in the United States.
Yeah.
And it had such a weird, like, a backstory. Like, it's, I don't know what the backstory of Six Flags is, but I'm pretty sure it's not as historic as this one.
Yeah. I also found while I was looking for, like, more, I wanted more detailed information because it gave a lot of vague information.
Mm-hmm.
Not on their website. They don't have anything on there.
Well, yeah.
But I didn't think they would. But, like, on a lot of websites that I first started looking on, there wasn't a lot of information about who these people were and how they died. And I wanted to talk about that not only because I didn't want to be vague, but also because they deserved it.
Yeah.
But, I kind of lost my train of thought of where I was going with that. Oh, so I found, this Wikipedia page, and it has, like, not, like, Six Flags, but, like, one, I don't know how to explain it, kind of like one of a kind.
Yeah.
Amusement parks. It has like Kennywood and stuff like that on there. That might not be Kennywood, it might be somewhere else. I don't know. Whatever. And it tells like the accidents that have happened there.
Wow.
Which was pretty cool because it's just like they had all these ones on there.
Yeah. So. I mean, accidents happen. It's an amusement park.
Yeah.
Obviously, so accidents are going to happen. It's just funky how the story plays out like that. But it is weird. Like, if it was, if there, hypothetically speaking, was a curse and curses are real, why would it just start way later than.
Yeah.
Whatever time.
But if things weren't recorded either.
That's true.
Because a lot of the things I said too is like, there's probably been stuff that's been happening, you know, always been happening, but it's just being recorded now. Or, you know, a lot of times too, you think about workers' rights. Well, workers' rights didn't really start until the 1900s. So then you're thinking about all those people who worked there before. And I mean, too, like, you know, for a while there was nothing really there. It was just land.
Yeah.
And then it slowly became what it is today.
So, I kind of have a, I mean, it's not a dumb question, but when Native Americans sell land to settlers, do they move away?
Yeah, probably.
Or do they kind of just
deal with them? I would assume it would be like if you sold your house.
Yeah.
Right?
I assume so, because obviously if you're trying to, you know.
No one said we needed a degree to have a podcast.
No, I mean.
A history degree.
Yeah, I mean, it's, everything is, I mean, there's definitely times where Native Americans and colonists, you know, decided to share land.
Yeah.
And then some sold land, and I'm assuming they left.
Yeah.
But.
I don't know, that's an interesting
it's like Roanoke. It's like Roanoke. They had to share land, and they weren't getting along.
Yeah. I don't think they had to share land. I don't know. By the way, it's said that the chief died. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just think it's odd.
Yeah, that's weird. That's definitely the scariest, like.
Yeah, because he died in that lake.
So it's obvious something happened. Where are you going? Obviously, I mean, it could have been that.
I wonder if he actually died in that lake, is he still there?
Don't say that.
Nah, I really need to know.
That's why when you said I wouldn't step in that lake, I'm like, I wouldn't either. Someone died in there.
Well, yeah. But it's just like, that was so long ago, too. It's like, did they ever go get him? Did they ever go get his body? Or did he just, like, is he just, like, chilling?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm gonna have to call Lake Compounds.
I'm really listening. I got a question.
I feel like they'd be like, yeah, we're not talking to you about this.
They'd be like, hold on. You'd get transferred like 10 times.
I would just walk up to somebody, they'd be like, listen, I make minimum wage. I'm not trying to answer your question.
This is above my pay grade.
So I'm gonna redirect you to the exit.
Yep. That is creepy though.
But I liked these stories. It was kind of themed, but still different, too.
Yeah, we didn't plan this theme.
No.
But we hope you guys enjoyed this episode of All Things Spooky. We hope that you guys keep giving us reviews and subscribe and, you know, advice. We are always open to advice.
Yes.
And, you know, suggestions.
Yes, and please, 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 please send us your stories. To our email, atsdesenk@gmail.com, to our Instagram.
Twitter.
All Things Spooky _ mm-hmm. is our Instagram, and then atspodcast_ is our Twitter. And if you know us personally and you want to tell us a story, you know, you can send it to us. So, with that being said, we'll see you guys next. I'm sorry, Des. has like her Sorry. String from her sweatshirt on her head. Anyways. Sorry. Bye.
Bye.